this is Victoria Barella, and we are here in the Kramer booth, and that is C6825. I have way too many fanny packs on right now. We have also Johnny Motor right here.
Hey everyone, as I've mentioned before, whatever life throws at you, do not put it in a fanny pack, unless you're my co-host or host, Victoria Barella. And I'm so glad that you remembered the booth name, because I had to write it down. I can never remember. What?
We know the name of the booth. The number you don't remember.
Even though it's Placer, which is Kramer, I forget who I am, where I am.
At all times.
Enough about my nonsense. Today we are with
Jim Testa of Show Sage.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. We are actually honored and excited to learn more.
Well, my pleasure. So we're here at Infocom, really in two capacities this year. We are the Dataton Master Distributor, or Premium Partner, as they call us, which means that we're responsible for all of Dataton's products in North America. That includes the Watchout multi-display production and playback software, as well as Dataton's other related products. The other capacity is we are an associate sponsor of the Live Events Pavilion, or the Lighting and Staging Pavilion, here in the Central Hall. And there we are providing the Watchout technology for stage projection, so that as the band is playing or speakers are talking about their particular solutions, we've got background scenery and lyrics and so forth supporting them. We're also proud to be showcasing this year for the first time at Infocom a great product called Giant iTab, which is a giant iPhone or giant Android phone that does, works, looks, feels exactly like that device in your pocket, and is a great way of attracting, creating engagement, and informing people in a fashion that is instantly familiar to them.
That's great. I actually come from a live and installed background, so I would like to see that at your booth and check it out.
We have 3 of them set up in the pavilion. We're using content that ranges from the pavilion schedule, which is a PDF document, to actual apps that are downloaded off the Google Play Store, as well as interactive websites. So the Technology for Worship magazine website, we've got that up and running. We've got their Lighted Up app, which they have developed, and again downloaded off of the Google Play Store. And then really any content that you can run on a smartphone, you can run on one of these large scale interactive devices.
I would love to see that. What booth number is that?
4056 here in the Central Hall.
Ooh, 4056, that's so easy.
Everyone today is on point with their booth numbers. I'm like, I still have to write it down, and I'm still getting it wrong.
I've got it written on my palm.
Can't give all the secrets away. What about people that aren't here at the show? Where can we learn more?
You can learn more at our website, which is www.showsage.com, and that's S-H-O-W-S-A-G-E. You can also go to our partner websites, which are dataton.com, dataton.com, and giantitab.com.
Nice. Well, Johnny doesn't like www, so do we really need them?
Not really.
No? All right, Johnny,
I'm
there you go.
I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah.
I like W's, but Johnny, I don't know.
Sometimes I'll use them just to be ironic, maybe. Is that the right word? Am I using that right? And other times I'm like, I'm just not going to do it and see what happens. And then I go to a whole new website. I'm like, I have a virus.
I really don't want to know your search history.
When I die, I've contracted someone just to wipe my Google history. I've got friends at Google. His name is Justin Watts.
He's a
great gentleman.
He also can
use that to blackmail me, so it's kind of like a catch-22. He's like, cool, man, you work for me now for free, forever. Again, the website is?
Showsage.com.
So yep. Showsage.com.
Say that 3 times real fast.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, our partner websites are dataton.com and giantitab.com.
Very cool. Do you have any advice for the younger generation or people coming into the AV industry? What can they expect? Any advice?
Either millennials or Generation Z, now that they've announced another generation, now my brother's generation.
You know, actually, it's a great question. I'm actually relatively new to the AV industry. This is, in a lot of ways, this is my second career. I would just come in with an open mind. There's so much wonderful technology, but there's also so much to learn from you know, the old school way of doing things. And I think that you can't really appreciate the technology unless you appreciate kind of the path that a lot of people took ahead of you. So, you know, learn as much as you can, get hands-on as much as you can, and just, you know, seek out the veterans and talk to them, ask them to be mentors, and learn as much as you can from them.
Yep, I totally agree. And it's good to know the background of it, because you can't just jump in and be like, yeah, I'm going to do it this new way, and if something comes up, how are you going to troubleshoot it? I mean, exactly. It probably is off the old way.
Yep. Whoa. It sounds like someone's squeezing a seal and a dolphin together to make an audio gremlin in the background. If you can't hear that, you're lucky.
All right. Well, any last thoughts, Johnny? Do you have any Johnny-isms for today?
Johnny-isms for today? Currently, no. Just that I think I need to go to booth C48334 Free Espresso. Okay. And head over to your guys' booth as
right.
well.
And yes. then also in 547, which is the Dataton booth, where they have a really cool integrated LED wall with 3D sculptures, 3D projection onto sculptures.
Johnny, we got to go.
I need that in my life.
Come on.
I definitely need that in my life.
Once we have a second to breathe or not, we'll be walking around the show floor probably tomorrow morning before 10:30. Yes. We got to check it out.
We may be running like really fast, but we'll be there just because we have so much to do here. But we have about an hour and a half, which means we have a lot to see in an hour and a half.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, if you're also hungry, you can stop by the Rafe Pub's press room. They're giving out Dutch waffles.
Stroop waffles.
I saw the sign for that.
Yes. If you've never had one, it'll change your life.
All right.
Maybe not for the better, but it'll change your life.
Well, thanks for coming over and checking us out and talking with us.
Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute.